The golden stonework, tall arched windows and elaborately vaulted ceiling of the Bodleian Library's Divinity School made a lofty setting for a literary event. Bathed in the warmth of the late evening sunlight, the audience seated inside the medieval hall clapped politely as the spokesperson for the Oxford Literary Festival, a rather formidable lady in a tailored black trouser suit, concluded her health and safety briefing and welcomed the writer and interviewer to the podium. Michael Dearlove, greying but still rakish in appearance, and well known for his award-winning articles in The Guardian and other left-leaning publications, was arguably the more famous of the two people now ascending the platform. But it was the writer and academic Diane Gilbert that everyone had come to hear. Dearlove's task this evening would be merely to pose questions and steer the conversation around her debut book. No doubt the audience was hoping for an interesting and thought-provoking discussion. From her vantage point standing at the back of the 15th century hall, the oldest part of Oxford's world-famous university library, Detective Inspector Bridget Hart had a good view of the academic who was now making herself comfortable in one of the two chairs, placed at 45 degrees either side of a low table, on which the festival organisers had arranged two glass tumblers and bottles of mineral water. Diane Gilbert crossed her long legs and leaned back in her seat, surveying the audience from on high. She was one of those exceptionally tall women who made Bridget acutely conscious of her own diminutive stature. At almost 6 foot, surely Diane didn't need to wear those towering heels that only served to elevate her even more above her fellow humans. Bridget estimated the writer to be about 60 years of age, but so well-groomed that she would cast many a younger woman into the shadows. Her hair, coloured in shades of dark blonde with subtle highlights, was cut into a layered bob. Her cheekbones were sharp, her eyebrows plucked professionally to perfection, and there was no sign of that sagging jawline that betrayed the age of so many women in later middle life. Bridget strongly suspected the work of cosmetic intervention in keeping Diane's glowing skin so ice-rink smooth. The woman looked as if she worked out regularly too, her lithe and supple figure displayed to advantage in the understated designer dress she wore with effortless elegance. Another reason for Bridget to dislike her.